Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's now time for Atomic Dog and Grudge Matters.
Good evening, race fans. The Grudge Madness, sponsored by Grudge Inc. I want to just send out another apology for last week. We had some technical difficulties and could not get the show to work properly. But moving on, we're going to try to make the best of this show. So we got a big event coming up with a lot of action planned for the Texas folk. People out doing talking, Tony Vine putting posts on the internet with cars he's bringing down here. As you know, Tony's been kind of laying back a little bit from this show. He not mouthing off too much, but he is posting. He's coming down here. He's bringing four cars that I know of, just to name a few of them. He's bringing the Moneymaker car. They're bringing a Bam Bam car. They bring in a 7-Up car. They also bring in Big Clark's car, the Mississippi Nightmare, with them. So he's just kind of laying back, trying to play a different strategy this time. But yeah, I've been making some pretty good comments on the board and say certain cars that he's looking for. So we wish them a safe travel down here. We'll be looking for it. I know we got guys here that are ready to make action with them. Before I get off into my topic, you know, I like to go to the lines and have some people talk about the race that went on this weekend. To my knowledge, I heard they had a pretty good race going on this past weekend in Eagledale. We also had some local races going on every Sunday in the Dallas area. By the way, a small track that brings a lot of action. That's the Yellow Belly, that's well known as the Gut, along with some Friday night action at Kennedale and some other surrounding tracks. So if we have anybody, before we get to talk about what we got going on this show, let me just set the stage so people will know what we're going to be talking about today. And some of this is due to because of the big race coming up this weekend we want to make sure we have the understanding straight. So just to give you a note so we think about it before when we get to it, this is a big deal that I think we all should take note of and try to learn and get a clear understanding to help keep the confusion down. And the topic tonight is going to be, what do you do when your punk out money punks out? What do you do when your punk out money punks out? Many people just do, just think they do punk out money and people don't pay. How does that work? Also, a verbal lock-in, a good lock-in, is a verbal lock-in, a good lock-in. And how important is the DP man? How important is the DP man? So we're going to talk about some of those things. I'm going to ask guys to push the one button. We can learn from this, try to make some sense out of some of the stuff that people call nonsense. We just need to try to get this right. We'll be on all the cards and things go as smooth as it possibly can. Also, there's a lot of people I see on the internet talking about locking in a race. Hey, if you can push the one button, if you're on the show, if you come on the show, explain to the race fans out here who you got locked in. I believe people want to know. So, you know, I'm going to ask the guy that's been talking on the boards to, hey, come on in, push the one button. Introduce yourself. This show is a Texas and surrounding areas Grudge Madness talk show. It's not a my show. I'm just a host. This show is for every grudge racer in the surrounding areas and afar. So everyone feel welcome. Let this be a part of your show. I am just the host. So with that said, I hope guys feel free. Have a good understanding that they can participate. I invite the participation. Just one thing, let's try to be respectful, try to keep it clean. If it starts getting out of hand, respect it when we make the call, or hey, let's cut it off, mute your mic if you got background noise. That helps each other keep this show flowing as smooth as we possibly can. Before we get off in the nice topic, I'm trying to lock in races. Is anyone out there that want to shed some light on the races that happened this weekend in the Houston area or the Dallas area? If you push your one button, I'm giving you this opportunity to talk. Even if you have a show coming up and you want to use this time to talk about your show or any other thing you might want to bring up, you can push the one button now, and I'm going to give you a chance to explain what's going on in your area.
Tracy, as far as the Evadel race that went on this past weekend, Alley Cat was supposed to come on and give us a race report, but he's still at work. So I do believe that you try to get in touch with Horace. Maybe Horace will come on a little bit later and give us a report from what happened in Evadel. Tracy, you've got background noise. But
I don't have background. I'm sitting by myself.
You have the only mic open. Tracy, well, but at any rate, one thing that I want to say real quick, I want to give a happy birthday to Phillip Wilson, better known as Lil Flip. His birthday today is today, so just want to say happy birthday, Flip. And
yeah.
Pro Stock Joe, your mic is open.
What's going on, Atomic Dog? Hey, Lady F, Ms. Sharon.
Hey, what's up, Pro Star? How's it going?
Man, I'm holding on with both hands, scared to let go, chomping at the bit. Can't wait to put this size 12 shoe in your size 10 ass this weekend.
Well, I tell you what, man, one thing about it, you know they say you got to bring ass to get ass, and, you know, I don't know how much you got left. The way they've been chewing your butt off out there, but, boy, I tell you what you got left, I guess somebody take that. How about that?
Hey, why you had to go there, Tracy? Why you had to go
there? Hey, I ain't trying to go down there, but you let me there, so she should let me there. I guess I had to do what I had to do, you know.
All right, you sound like a player.
For those that don't know, maybe y'all should tell everybody, because not everybody knows who Tracy is locked in with. Maybe y'all should let everybody know who Tracy is locked in with on the East Coast.
Well, let me, for the ones who don't know, I'm locked in with the Tom McDonald car with Purple Rain. Purple Rain is one of the guys that runs in a circle with NGRA, with Pro Stock Joe. They've been talking a lot of flack. You know, I've been getting my car together, trying to step up and race his automobile. So what I'm doing, I stepped up and say, I'm going to lock him in. We're going to go for it. I'm laying in to get that ass for him. So they bringing it down here. Was locked in with Bobby Wildchild. At this time, I think Bobby Wildchild has some personal engagements, and he might not be making that show. I think it's just another form of ducking. But it is what it is. I guess I'm not going to lay it all on Purple Rain's ass. You know, so we're going to do what we do, and we're going to get out there and mix it up. Also, some of the other races coming to Texas. Flip is still looking for a race. If y'all got a chassis car out there, you know, hey, Lil Flip is still looking for action. So Tony Bynes got four cars. He said he's going to race all four of them. Guy from Mississippi Nightmare. We got a big fat hat thing going on. I don't know if much of you guys had a chance to go on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, we got a pretty nice Grudge Inc. Texas Baddest Back Half Belt going to be given away this weekend for Texas Baddest.
Tracy.
Go ahead. Hey, Tracy, oh, just a second. Bobby, talk for yourself.
Hey, how y'all doing, race fan? How you doing, Coach Stock Joe? And a fast, quick tummy dog. I want you to know
that.
I'm not ducking that ass with him.
Well,
I don't know how to spell duck.
Okay, well, I know you all know, you don't know how to spell duck, but I know one thing. You called and told me you wasn't going to show up, so I just took it as a duck.
I did not go to school in North Carolina.
Okay, well, I guess you're doing a pretty good job of bobbing and weaving right now.
Well, I ain't bobbing and weaving. Don't be surprised now. When you want to show up, don't you start hollering and crying now.
Hey,
I don't think I'm going to say.
When you show up, I'm going to remind you one thing. We locked in for 9 o'clock, and I'm going to try to be in the lane. Need I say any more?
If you ain't, I'm gonna drag your ass in there.
If you drag me in, I bet you'ma drag your ass to the other end.
Then you heard Pro Joe been telling you all week that we done learned, we done some work on you, buddy.
You know, investigating,
some
research.
Some opposition research. Yes, sir.
You know, all the research people do out there, some of that research turns out to be bullshit, you know. And then you got to get down that track. So all the research you've done is just that research. But come that night when we line up, hey, we both got to go through there, and this man going to win on that night. So I'm betting on myself.
Man, we done a lot of studying on you. Me and Joe, we done talked hours and hours. I said, yeah, you know what? He just, whatever.
Bob, you want me to tell him the real story? Don't, let's not, you know what, Tracy?
No, don't tell him. Don't tell him.
I'm going to tell him.
Okay.
You know what? Let me tell him.
No, don't tell him. No.
I want to
keep it in the back of his head, see. You know, because when you're sitting up to the lights, he's going to be wondering what in the hell we know that he don't know.
Hey, one thing about it is if you think I'm going to keep what you Joker say in the back of my head, you don't know me very well. Whatever y'all say to me going one ear and out the other, I don't keep that shit in my head.
You know, that's the thing they said about Big Drag. Big Drag said he was the best in
What is that?
That same thing Big Drag was saying, the same shit you saying.
Well, you know, each and every man is their own man, Bobby. That's what, like you said, that's the same thing Big Drag said. But you ain't paying attention to what Atomic Dog said. All I can do is you can bring it down here. We locked in for 9 o'clock. That can still be a goal, and we'll let the lights say what happened after that.
Okay. Like I said, look at here. It's in your head, buddy. Look, I've been racing for a long time, too, Tommy Dog. Tommy Dog, I've been racing for a long time, too. I done done it all. Well, and it's all this. Hey, look at here. Look at here. From a standpoint of view, I don't care who you is, what kind of racing you do. When you sit your ass down in that seat and you strap up, and you go to pull in that damn car in that light, but it become a mind game. I don't give a shit what you say.
Just pull your ass in the light and don't try to talk me out of it because it ain't going to work. Just bring your car, stick your ass in your lane, and I'm going to do what I do in my lane. At the end of the day, all that you're talking about don't mean crap to me. We got to sit in that light and we got to get out of there. You bring your car,
Bobby,
I think he might. I don't know. He got a smoke on it. I really can't speak for him, but he got spoken on the phone, but they might will gamble with that. I don't know. I'm just saying that if it's a possibility because they're crazy.
I tell you what I do. You find Air Cut on there and let me move. I don't care what it is, real, whatever. I take it.
You attempt to move.
Yes, I am.
Kyle Jacob.
Okay,
well. I gamble.
You say anything?
He said
anything.
Okay,
guys. Let me move. Give me the break. Anything.
Anything. Okay.
But your mic is open. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey.
What's that?
Who would that want to move?
That's Purple Rain. That's Purple Rain.
Okay. Ain't you lined up with Purple Rain?
Yeah.
What?
I'm lined up with Purple Rain, yeah.
What big tie car you got there that ain't don't have a race?
What's that?
What big tie car coming to the race that don't have a race?
What big tie coming that don't have a race? Purple Rain,
yeah.
Coming by the Watchtower with the other car that was coming down there to run the flip. But by the Watchtower might have some personal engagement, and I think it's called personal stalking. And so we might put out mixed tie action on Larry. Larry might take that ass for me for him.
Trace, who is Lil Flip?
Flip from Dallas, the guy with the 667 Nova from Dallas. I think Jackie D was on here. He kind of runs with that camp. You want to talk to Jackie D was on here.
He kind of run with what?
He was trying to run his boy from East Coast, Bobby Wildchild, but he want to find another race, you know. He want to find, you know, find one of the boys from the East Coast that, you know, he might can run, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you
big,
know,
Big Clark coming down there with the back half Nova, and Little Red and Riding Hood coming down there with the S10 truck, small block. So need to find some races for them tonight too, Tracy.
Big Ball, hey, Big Ball back coming.
I said Big Clark, the Mississippi Nightmare,
Yeah, we're gonna have that.
Hey, is he on the phone?
I can get Javier on the phone. Go ahead with the show. I'll
see if I can get Javier for you.
Okay. Hey, meanwhile, Tracy.
Go ahead.
I was just responding to Joe. I think he said Big Clark was looking for somebody. I think him and Joker was trying to patch up. So I'm going to try to see if I can get the Joker on the line. I don't know if y'all can get Clark. I don't know.
Is anybody on the phone now that's ready to race there? Ain't probably we got your call. I'm saying, is anybody on the phone now so we get them out of the way?
Which car? Name the car you're talking about. Small block, big block, which car you're talking about? Something got
man,
on my
you know, we got all, I don't care what, as long as they got a car. We got any car we can bring in any class. So just tell me what they got so I know what to bring, see. That's all I need to know.
Let me see.
Tony Bryan shutting it down. Hot damn. Texas big as hell. And it's quiet as shit. Tony, you done shut the whole goddamn thing down. Shit.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to do something. I don't want to come out there and have to look around like I did in Chicago. I want to have something halfway lined up.
Hot damn, Tony. Tracy, you got the most popular show in the whole state of damn Texas. Y'all got 30 million people in the state. And you mean you can't get nobody on the goddamn phone to want to run Tony Bynes? What the hell is going on?
I promise you, Tony Bynes going to get just like he did when he was in Houston. He ain't going to have no problem getting no race. I'm just wanting to see. I don't know the numbers on here. The Dallas boys, I saw him talking on the board today. Jackie, help me out, Jackie. You know them guys. There's a guy with a small block. Go ahead, Ricky. Ricky, go ahead.
Hey, you say y'all was up. Hold on.
You can't get them punks to
say
nothing.
Hey, Tony, what's up, Tony? What car? You look. Well, I tell you what, we got a couple cars, you know, in our camp. In Show North Face, we got a couple cars you can choose from. Which I know. I don't know which car you're looking for, but we got a back half that you can do something with your what's that? The Money Maker.
Yeah, man. What size tires you got?
31, should be 31.5.
Well, you know, we got a car with 29s, and we got another back half car with big tires on. Now, if you want to lock in, with you got wheel bars and everything, we're going to lock that in right now. We got another back half car. We got bringing about two back half cars this time.
Y'all which back half you talking about? The Nightmare and what else?
The Nightmare and Moneymaker.
Okay. And the Moneymaker guy.
We're bringing one with the balls, one without with the balls. So y'all got somebody running without with the balls, got somebody, and with the balls, got a back half car.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I know the Joker said he want the Nightmare first round. He want him out the gate.
So, they have the back half race out there?
Yeah, but you know how that You know how that they having a back half race, but you know how that go.
Let me explain it to Tony. You know, Tony, I talked to Clark. Clark said he wanted to be in the back half race, so we put Clark's down. We had eight cars. Whatever the race, eight races agreed to put in the pot, we putting in 3,000 on top. And they're running for the Texas Baddest back half belt. Whatever they put in, whatever y'all agreed on, and Clark said he was in, so his car is mentioned in the Baddest back half race in Texas. The track is putting 3,000 on top of whatever y'all come up with.
Okay, what time do that race start?
We're going to jump that race off. Probably going to be first round, probably somewhere between around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Gotcha. All right. Ain't got no problem with that neither. Okay, now, what about our cornbread? Cornbread said you want to do something. I'm ready to money make it down there for cornbread if you want to do something. I need to know if you want to do anything or not with 29.
Ricky, can you see him? Jackie, you out there? Anybody all
got to
get into the cornbread?
Jackie probably have a better chance than me.
Jackie,
what I'll do is I'll pull Jackie over and see if he's got it, got the number. I talked to Javier, and Javier said he's working on his car. He said he may try to do some testing. He's not really sure that he'll be able to make it on Saturday, but if he can, then, you know, he'll catch up with you then, Tony. But right
but
now,
Jackie, tell him, didn't I tell him, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I'll be back.
Okay.
I guess he never thought I was playing. I told him he said he didn't want to come to Georgia. He didn't want to meet me halfway in Mississippi. Well, I said I'm coming back to Texas then. And that's where I'm coming. And put hey Jack, put an Amber Alert out on for Cornbread, okay? Y'all got Amber Alert out there in Texas.
Okay, let me see if I can. We've got a couple of hands up, right? Do you hold on just a second?
All right.
Okay, go to the line. Okay,
210-809, the mic is open. Okay, apparently they didn't want to talk.
And Rock Crush, that's who I want to talk to, Rock Crush again.
301-9204, your mic is open.
Just listen.
Okay, do us a favor. Press the 1 button on your phone and take your hand down, and that way I'll know that you're just listening, if you don't mind. Press the 1 button on your phone and take your hand down for me.
Okay, I'm trying to get Tony.
Okay, 210-1323, your mic is open.
Percy.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
I was just listening in tonight.
Okay, do it for
me. Cool.
Yeah, I was just listening on the conversation tonight.
Okay, do us a favor, press the 1 button on your phone and take your hand down for us.
Tony.
Tracy's asking who it is. Tony.
Hey, so what's our title that Money Maker Car got?
One carburetor. One carburetor on the motor. One carburetor. A 1050 Dominator.
That's nice.
One carburetor.
What kind? What's our title you got?
I got a 29-10-5. I'm looking for a cornbread.
Oh,
he got 29-2, they say.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's how you want cornbread, okay. Ain't no problem.
Right. And
but
the bigger tire is going to be in the back half shootout, so ain't no big thing like that. But you do know
that, I mean, they're going to be in the back half shootout, but you already know they're going to be shooting all out in the middle of the street, so they'll jump out their class in a minute to raise for some girls' money. But, I mean,
the guys in 29s ain't all going to be in that back half race.
Not at all. But what about what other cars you trying to bring? The 7-Up cars, the truck, the Money Maker, and then
I'm bringing a little S10 truck with a small block in it, 23-degree small block, one carburetor. Gonna bring Bam Bam. Gonna bring Mellow Yellow coming down there too.
What's that?
That's a little stock suspension Mustang.
Okay. All right. Tracy, was Jackie on the line? Was you ever get him? Jackie, let me see. I seen Jackie out here. Jackie,
can't hear the show.
Hold on,
Jackie's
on
the line. I think he's in the back row
right now, so
he's
trying
to
get somebody.
But,
okay.
I think I found it. I found it. Go ahead now.
Who was that?
It was Jackie.
I told you it was Jackie. He did that shop.
Yeah, it was Jackie. Go ahead. Go ahead. Everybody else
okay.
Is mic.
Hey, when Jackie, I was just telling to turn his radio off because he listened to it in the surround sound in the shop, so that's why you're getting all that reverb on there.
It's not a problem. I close his mic.
Okay. Did you try to call Tony Thorne?
Say
what now?
I tried, I tried to call Cornbread. Well, I asked Jackie if he had Cornbread's phone number. He doesn't have Cornbread's phone number. If you'll hold on a second, I'll see if I can get Tony Thorne on the line.
Okay. While we're holding on, you know, I'm going to bring this up about this topic. We're just thinking needs some discussion. We had a little of that when we were here before, and we want to just make some sense out of it and try to get an understanding down this way. And we need everybody to kind of give an input about it. It got to do with punk out. It's got to do with punk out. You know, some people don't quite understand it, but what do you do when you punk out money don't punk out? When a person sets the race up and come up with a punk out money and the race don't go down and the person don't want the punk out money. Now, some of these races, I tell guys all the time, man, you got to put stipulations on some of these races. And when you put stipulations on these races, you have to understand what you're stipping and what the condition of what you're agreeing to. Don't let one person make all the agreements that you're not, and you just go along with it, get an understanding. So at the end of the night, it won't be a problem. You know, people make some decisions on, and you know, and don't have a DP man. Is a DP man important? Hey, everybody do their thing their own way. They bet their money their way. Is a DP man important? How important is that DP man? You know, we got guys coming from a long way. You know, guys got understanding of the race go this way. Guys here might think it go this way. Guys be trying to negotiate their deal, negotiate their time, or whatever the case may be. Get a clear understanding with a neutral party that understands clearly what you're talking about so we can keep some of this confusion down about DP. So, you know, somebody hit Matt on there, kind of spell something, kind of give us some agreements. Because, man, here lately over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've got some calls from some people about DPs and what's right and what's wrong, and sometimes guys just don't have understanding. So we want to make sure we, like Pro Stock Joe say, make some sense out of the nonsense, keep some of this confusion now. We go
Tracy,
on the big
Tracy, I have Tony Thorne on the line. Tony,
okay,
you're my
Tony
guest.
Vines.
Hey, what's going on?
Tracy. Hey, Tony Thorne, Tony Vines left, but Tony Vines, there you go.
Yeah, what's up, Tony?
Just out here working on a few cars. What are you doing?
Hey, when was that time you seen Cornbread?
This morning.
You ready? You want to do something this weekend when I come down there?
With what?
But I got a Camaro with 29 10-5s on it, no wheelie balls.
Man, I don't know. I can't lock it in without seeing it. I'm sure that thing's faster than what you raced him with last time.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Slower. It ain't one race yet. It's
Hello?
A heavy old 71 Camaro. The heaviest one they make.
Yeah, what kind of suspension is that on?
It got
it's
10
$50 for him.
It got
yeah,
10 bolts.
So- I'm sorry, 75.
Yeah. Tina, your mic is open.
Hey.
Yeah, got a
hold on, Tina. Hold on.
I'll have Tommy. Which are you?
Okay. Tommy Dog, write this down. I'm talking about the lock-in.
Which one is that?
The Moneymaker car running goat, the Cornbread car, the Copper Camaro, same one I ran in Mississippi. On space, you guys both got to have 29s, you know. He running with the balls, but probably I'm not running with the balls.
Yeah, he's got wheelie bars on there.
Yeah, he got wheelie
balls,
right?
It's same car, same car, same everything.
The Camaro wheelie bars.
Yeah, it's a 68 Camaro, right?
Yeah, 68 Camaro.
Yeah, 68 Camaro, he can run with the balls. I'm not going to run with the balls. I got a 71 Camaro money, man. I got steel front end, steel trunk, 10 volt range, one
okay.
Top range.
Okay, y'all
done
the cars now. Y'all
got to
identify the cars. What else you got?
So we can lock in about like 300. We lock in 300 on 15 or better.
Okay.
Tony, is that cool with you, Tony? You agree to that?
That's cool. Hey, why I got you on the phone? You bring that Mississippi Nova?
Yeah, we bring it down there.
I got a little single four-barrel conventional head Mustang. You give me the hit.
No, we're going to be in that back half race, you know, at first, you know. We're trying to win that little pot there.
I'm going to be in there, too.
Yeah, if we line sight, so we can be able to something. But you know, we're gonna be running, you know, that back half race.
Say
now,
we want to run that. We
Tony. No, all Griffin's gonna be off on that car until after the back half race. You see what I'm saying? Unless we line up side, if we pick each other first round or second round, we'll be able to run on the side. Yeah, we can do that. But I can't guarantee we're gonna do nothing until after the back half race.
Okay.
I'm trying to take that Texas belt home. I'm trying to take that Texas belt home.
Well, that ain't gonna happen.
What? Well, that's my main objective, to take that Texas belt back to Georgia.
Say, Brian.
Yeah.
Look at here now. If we line up in the back half race, now if we so happen to get in the back half race, we want to lock you in.
Exactly. Every back half race we line side, every race we line, go down the track, we're going to be money business. No question about that. I don't care who's
learning. Well, I want to lock mine in to make sure it show if we get on side of y'all.
That's
peanut.
That peanut?
Yeah.
What back half car you got?
I got my old car, my 85.
85?
Uh-huh.
Well, is it a car you've been running?
No, that's a test car.
Huh?
That's
yeah.
A taxi car.
85 what?
Z.
I ain't never seen it.
No, you haven't.
You
I ain't ran it. I've been working on it 3 years.
You got a back half car?
Yeah, I've been working on it 3 years.
Well, I want on you.
Well, goddamn it, that's what I want to do, then. Fuck it, y'all. I got
to do it. I want on you.
All right, well, I can shake down on you.
Careful what you ask for, Thongs.
What you
want to
do?
If he's got a back half car,
it's a back half, true
back
half.
I want to run peanut.
All right, what you
want to
do?
But there again, I guess we got to get finished with this class first.
We can shake down on each other right before. I can test on you.
If you do got a back car, I want to run you.
Well, I said we can test on you.
And if you bring that Josh car, too, I want definitely one
right
here.
Hold on now. I ain't got nothing to do with another man car.
Well, you bring a back cap car out there, I'm going to bust your ass.
I just told you what you going to lock in, man.
I'm not going to lock in and see what you got, because I've never seen you with a back cap car.
Oh, God.
Hey, what are you going to bring up?
Peanut.
What?
Hold on. Check this out. Tony, you just locked in with Byron, so why you can't lock in with us?
I'm not locking in with nothing I ain't seen.
You
with
said
cornbread
you want to bust my
with,
ass,
with,
didn't
you? No, with cornbread car, you locked in with the money maker. Why you can't lock in with us? You say you never saw that car.
Because I want to see what Mr. Peanut's got. I've been around a long time. I ain't seen Peanut ever have a
okay,
back
well,
half car.
Okay, hold on, Peanut. I'm going to tell you right now, Tony. I'm guaranteeing you, this is Ricky. I know we don't know each other real well, but I guarantee you it's a car coming out. It's a back half. Stock frame rail, all that up front. So it's a true backhand, and it'll be out there. But I know you're a racer, so I know you ain't just blowing smoke.
He got a backhand, me and him gonna race. I'm gonna race
with
a little old conventional head motor.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to get you. Since you don't want to lock it in, I thought I was gonna test on you.
I don't need to lock it in with you. You're in here.
Well, then we're going to have to do it another day.
What are you for? Hell, I can drive across town and see you. because, you know, Tracy told me you had a back half car, and I told
yeah,
Tracy that's kind of funny. I've never seen it in my life.
Peanut,
well, I mean,
Peanut.
I got one.
Peanut, let Tony make it from now, man. We got these other boys coming
well,
in.
Well,
let's get
like you
on.
Ain't seen. You...
Let Tony make it.
Tony, we'll give you a race when you get down here, buddy. We'll call him ready.
Okay, Bob. We lock.
Tony, you and Tony, that's get this straight.
Hey,
I want a
Cornbread
Camaro against the Money Maker car. 3 on 15 is all I got. Any other condition, y'all,
put
that
down.
Well,
no,
we're
flipping lanes, 8 miles,
42. You got a
race. That good with you, Tony? Tony, that good with you?
You got a race. Good deal.
Tony, that's all y'all going? That's all y'all going? You got your cell phone with you?
Yeah, I got my cell phone with me.
Yeah, check your phone right quick.
Hey, we want to run that Bam Bam car and that 7-Up car, too.
We bring them all. We bring them all.
Huh?
We bring them all. We bring them all. Do y'all got a
small block stock suspension on drag radios. We'll run 7-Up with.
What size drag radios?
Them little ones. What are they? 265?
Carburetor car?
Carburetor car, one mattress, one kit.
Okay, we're going to lock another one in, Tommy, dog. Do you know what you're talking about, Tommy, dog?
Let me say this for y'all finish, so I won't understand it. Y'all locked, just get clarification, man. The Moneymaker and Carburetor car locked in 3-on-15, flip the lane short, that's all I got.
Yes, that's right, 8th of my poetry.
And if he wants to run a seven up a car against Andy's car with small block stock suspension, no wheelie bar, we can lock that in too.
Okay,
here go another lock in. We're gonna do both cars. He said both cars small block, you know, stock suspension on 28 10 5 non W, no wheelie bars. We're gonna run Bam Bam against this car he's talking about. But he said he got radios on it, so
I want a 7-Up.
No, I'm not bringing 7-Up because we ain't got enough trailers.
You're not bringing 7-Up.
See, we're bringing the truck. We got a race locked in with the truck. We're bringing the Moneymaker. We're bringing Mellow Yellow. And we're bringing Bam Bam.
Is Bam Bam got a small block in it?
Yeah, small block. We're covering it. Stop suspension. 28, 10-5, no W.
Okay. Lock it in.
Okay, $300 on 1,000 or better. Now I want to ask you one thing: do Atomic Dog know the car you're talking about?
Oh, he probably does.
Andy Park. It's a Mustang.
It's a Camaro.
Oh, Camaro, what's your model?
It's a 68 Camaro, blue Camaro. Top up, one after skip.
Gotcha.
Okay,
that's
right
then. That's right. It's 300 on 15 or better. Did we lose?
Y'all get a thousand.
300 on 1,000 or better.
Okay, all right. 300 on 1,000 or better. So if we lose, we can't lose but 1,000.
$300 on 1,000
better. And the parts car against Bam Bam.
And the parts.
Yeah.
And that's small block, right?
Small block.
And
small
right.
block.
Drag radios, right?
Drag radios. Small
block. Drag radios.
Yes. Drag radios.
Exactly.
And the small block Bam Bam is on 28.5 LW.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And that. No tires.
You know, he said he got the radios and the 275 radios, and we got the 2010 5 non W, no wheelie bars.
We got the small drag radios, 265, no wheelie bars, stop suspension, small block with one fogger.
That's all he said.
One kit. Tony, you got small block what? Your small block.
It's a small block.
We got
one
small block nitrous. We got small block nitrous. We're covering them.
Yeah.
Small block NOS.
Okay, that's two races locked in. Okay, now we're trying to get a race locked in. Anybody out there got a little STN truck with a small block in it? Or I want to do something with 28.
That's Jack and them got one.
That's what I was saying, but Jackie won't say nothing. I think they might be working on that truck, though. That truck was tore down like a couple of days ago. But, I mean,
Okay.
Don't be surprised if it's ready. It's just they've been over there working on that thing, man. They had it in 100 pieces a week ago.
They don't have a small block in no more, does it, Tina?
What? Yeah, I think it do. I think it do.
Can you put the truck?
No, I really don't know. I just know it was an STN truck.
Hi, guys.
Do you want
to say something?
Somebody got too much noise.
Hey,
background noise. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, well, hey, I appreciate all the birthday wishes, man. I'm on my way to take my family out to dinner. But, hey, I'm just going to say real quick, you know, I'm real disappointed in Bobby. We locked in about a month ago, so anything you can schedule on Saturday, you can schedule the Saturday before. But I understand money comes before racing. But I am disappointed that we're not going to be able to lock in. I'm not going to be able to tap that ass before Saturday. But believe me, I'm coming to Mississippi, so I'm going to be looking for you back in, too. Little Postdoc Joe, y'all get on them horns, y'all get on that internet. Y'all make sure y'all know what's going on. Secondly, if anybody can get in touch with Tree Man, tell Pete Man I'm looking for him. And that's about all I got to say. You tell Pete Man I'm looking for him. We tried to get together about a year ago, nothing ever happened. So I'm looking for him. At this point, I'll take something local, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Pete Man, he got that 80s model Camaro. Yeah, he tried to get at me before when I had that old foolish-ass roller motor, and I wasn't doing nothing. He's got a Nitrous motor now, so you tell Pete Man I'm looking for you. He can come down. I don't mind a little local booty either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Now,
take it
to him. And Ricky's got my number. I got my number. If y'all need something, if Pete Man calls through, y'all just call me on my phone. I'll just step to the side and do something, you know?
Okay, Phil. Right. We'll call you. Somebody come on, we'll do something with you. Now, what
are
you saying?
Hey, I appreciate it, Tracy. Hey, and just let Tony Thorne know he on the line. Look like Tony done found enough. But you tell Tony, if he can hear me, his slow-ass fancy car still don't mind racing. All the quick shit he got over there at the home of the fast cars, you know what I mean? Alright, do that. Y'all
okay.
Let me know. I gotta go, man.
Alright, Flip.
Hey, boss, man.
I bet.
Okay.
Hey, did you understand what he was saying?
You telling a feet, and you telling a feet man, you want to run a feet man. I ain't heard a feet man got a car up and running. I know which car he's talking about. He's telling a feet man, but I don't think feet man got a car up and running right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying, just check on it, because he said they sit alike. You know, the car basically is the same car, you know, so that's why he wants to go see
Man. Pete Man got a blue Camaro.
Hold on just a second. Tony Bond, I got Rock Crusher on the phone for you.
Okay.
Go ahead here, Billy.
Hey, Tony, this is Thomas. Hey, Billy. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Just
talking. This is a hillbilly. I drive that Rock Crusher car.
Right.
I just heard you was looking for us or whatever.
Yeah, we bring a Mustang with 28 10.5s. You know, conventional head, small block, one carburetor, no wheel balls, soft suspension. We want to try something with your car, and you keep your wheel balls on this time. I ain't gonna be able to take them off this time.
I really ain't for sure if we're gonna even make it or not. We really ain't been happy with that track, you know, when we've been a couple times. But I'm trying to talk them into coming up there, you know.
Well, when will you know?
I don't know. I might be able to know tomorrow. He's the owner of the car is having to go to Alabama tomorrow and won't barely be able to come back Saturday. So. We'll have to see how that goes, you know.
All right. Well, we will be there in Dallas. I ain't never been to Dallas before in my life. My favorite football team is Dallas Cowboys, but I ain't never been to Dallas before, so we will be there.
Go ahead.
I got a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Hey, Tracy. I think something that a lot of everybody was trying to wonder how this backyard class is going to be set up. Is it one round elimination or how is it going to be set up?
Well, let me say this. But this is the way it went down. Now, Tony Thorne and Expo 30 asked, and they got a
y'all locked in. Tony Thorne and Echo 30, right, Tony? Y'all locked in.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And they want to put names in the hat, but y'all talking about can y'all go first, correct?
Yes, we're ready for that.
When we talk about it, then y'all, that's, then y'all come to the conclusion of the eight cards, you put it in a hat, but y'all said, could y'all go first and let everybody agree on it, right?
Yes, that'd be fine. Right.
Okay. Now, we'll make the final determination at the track, but that's what we're asking for. I want to make sure that's what y'all talked about and see if it's all right with the other six guys. They locked in, Expo 30, Tony Thorne are locked in, and they want to go and do their race. Make sure
but they
can
do that, right? But they still got to come back around.
No, what I'm saying is they want to make sure that they pair up the first race. What we do is put all names in the hat. They were trying to think and they run each other first, if everybody agreed on it. Other than that, all eight names are going to the hat.
Well, I mean...
I would say
all eight and nine go into the hat. Now, what they do on that lock-in race, that's their business.
Yeah, that's what they were just asking at. It's just that I'm saying it depends if the guys agree on it, it's okay. If they don't, then they know. But it's, other than that, it's eight names go in the hat, and, you know, it's going to be numbers, and you pull, you know.
Okay.
You pull
what about how do they get bumped off? So you get one round of elimination, like
you lose your house.
Okay.
Lose or go
home.
Lose or go home. And what they're going at the track, eight people going to get together, and they're going to decide how much everybody want to put in. And then, we got 3,000 on top of that. That was our deal.
3,000.
Yeah,
when you're in that Mississippi Nightmare get knocked off, then, you know, we want to try y'all. Because y'all going to get put out first round. So as soon as you get put out,
man,
we're going after y'all.
Belt, I'm taking that belt back to Georgia, man. That's going to be my pride and joy, taking that Texas belt back
to Georgia.
The only
thing you're taking back to Georgia is some of that good old Rudy's chicken. That's the only thing we're going back with.
The $3,000 the price putting in, that don't mean nothing to me. I just want that belt.
Exactly.
You don't get no belt, Tony, so you might well forget that. So you might well go home with that ass whooping I got for you. You can go home with that ass
whooping. I want to ask you one thing. How many calls you think going to sign up for it? A limit of eight, or what you think?
Eight calls. Eight cards right now that committed. I'm going to give you the list of eight cards. I'm going to send the list of the eight cards if I can get it correct. We do have
you go. You going home
on
first
Facebook.
Round, Mr. Bynes.
You ain't trying to bet on that.
If you're with me, I'm betting on that. Now,
No. You say I'm going to put out first round. Let's bet a little $200 on that.
Let's just me and you go first then, goddammit.
I don't know.
Shit,
if I pick you and lose, I still got to pay the bet. So you got to go around first round. Let's bet on that.
I can make that a proven fact.
No. All the woman me, and you don't know who you need to call. The name's got to be pulled out of the hat. If we pull each other, fine. But if we don't, you still going to bet that?
Yeah, we're going to still bet that week. You're going to bet that I knock you off.
Yeah. I hope you don't meet me.
Well, I hope I meet you. I hope I don't meet nobody else.
Yeah, I hope you meet me. I hope I can meet you first. You know,
right?
Tony, take this out now. I just want Tony Bob to hear this. Now, Bobby Wildchild called that damn GTO to get put together. You the cause of that damn back half. So, everybody
right.
on the East Coast can blame your ass for us getting that back half called together. And everybody on the East Coast can blame Bobby Wildchild for that GTO coming together. Because remember that, what was the last year you said, you just got a target on y'all back. Well, that's what we're doing.
Bobby Wildchild was a weak motherfucker. He did that same bullshit again. Bobby Wildchild weak.
Yeah. Now, Tony, you can talk your shit because you come down here and get it on. The rest of the muscles on East Coast can't say shit. You can talk all the shit you want.
Mr. Bynes, you can talk right now all you want to, goddammit.
But by the way, I can't say shit, and if I see him, I'm going to run over him with my car.
Yeah, yeah. So you, Cowboy, and Trigger Man, y'all whole crew, y'all would talk shit. The rest of them motherfuckers, Post on Joe, you can talk a little bit, but you just too fucking ugly. But you can talk, but everybody else needs to shut the fuck up.
Hey,
no,
so
how do
you talk about
it? How do you
build?
Hold up.
Hey,
I believe there's Peanut that run his mouth by meeting third round. Hey, we can say if we get the backhand shootout, lock his ass in.
No. We want that belt too, man. We want to drive out that track with that belt sitting on top of the hood.
Hey, Peanut.
Don't you say nothing until Mr. Bynes say it.
Hey, listen,
don't you
listen,
say nothing.
Say,
don't
you
say a damn word.
I will see you for the night, as long as you can bet that.
Hey, don't you say a damn word. Let Mr. Bynes say you can talk.
Hey, you heard what I said. You heard what I said.
Hey, man, we'll get it on, though. We'll get it on.
Yeah. What you tell Chris Carr, he got that old snowball ass car?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I bet that ain't Josh saying that. Nah,
hey,
saying
I don't know
Josh
about that,
man.
There y'all go. Why y'all on my boy, man?
Hey, listen, man. It's Ricky saying that. Hey,
why y'all on my boy like that?
He went out there and took the money out on purpose, man. He been knowing about this race 3 months ago.
Y'all get off my boy.
Hey, Peanut. We're going to get off the and get on your ass.
That's what I want, you boy. You barking up the right tree now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Chris,
now you don't think, you know, you can turn this right out the door. You turn Tony Biden and say it's all your fault.
That old fake ass backhand car y'all got.
Hey, Tony Biden. Tony, I heard you on the phone talking to Tony Storm a little while ago. What backhand did he put in? Is it the left thing?
Tony dropped off, guys. I'll see if I can get him back on the line.
Yeah, he's taking putting the Mustang in. Hey,
who is that?
Tony Storm putting the Mustang in?
Yeah, Tony Thorne
put
the Mustang in. Tony
Thorne
put the Mustang in.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know, sir. Well, Chris, you got all kind of shit coming at you now, don't you? You didn't think it was going to be like this, did you? Hey, listen, I like that.
Y'all better leave my boy Doc alone, though. Y'all fucking with the wrong man. Y'all want to fuck with Doc, fuck with me.
Hey, listen, man, I want to fuck with Jock and you.
Well, then you're barking up the right tree, brother.
No, Peanut, you know what, though, honestly? Hey, Peanut, Joker said he wants to get at him first, so we got to rid of that Joker knock his ass off.
I bet on him.
Hey, Joker said he wants to
first.
Hey, everything out there with a backhand, man, we coming to see y'all.
Man.
You can look how you want, bro. You coming to race, though.
That old snowball-ass car.
Yeah.
That old fake-ass car.
Hey, man, just don't let the snowball beat you, though, dude.
That old perpetrating backhand-ass car. It really had a backhand car. But we're going to whoop your ass just to show you ain't got it.
Okay, I appreciate that. We finna soon see, bro. Hey, and then guess what? You got to see us again on September 8th because we coming down there to get on anybody there.
And we coming down there and whoop your ass again.
Man, stop it. When I get off your ass in Texas, y'all ain't going to come down in September 8th.
One thing about Texas,
Chris, ain't shit scared over here.
I'm going to give you some gas
when
I get back home,
because
I don't want you to holler. You ain't got no way home. I'm going to
give you
some
goddamn gas when I get home. Only thing about Texas, man, a mouth will say anything.
Well, you know, the only thing about a mouth, goddamn, that can back it up, it's a motherfucker.
Okay. Trace. What were you going to say, Chris? Hey, I heard that little live mouth film on there just a while ago. Hey, Tony Brown, you still on the line, Tony Brown.
He
ain't got nothing for you, Bobby.
Tony dropped off. I'm trying to get him back on the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Bobby?
What I'm trying to do, hold on, let me tell you something. What I'm trying to do, I got some personal business going on, but I'm trying to get my son to bring the car out.
Well, you need to tell him to bring it. Don't give it. Hold it.
Wait, give me a minute. When you were bringing me up, I didn't say nothing. Now, if I can get that car out there, I'm going to try to turn it loose on your ass and Trace's ass. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Well, goddamn it, come on with.
Goddamn, get Tony back on, honey. I heard him get Tony back on.
I know one thing. You need to tell your son. You don't ask him. Hell, that's your son. You don't ask him. Do a goddamn thing. You tell him what to do.
Hey, when they get a certain age, you know, they tell you, you don't tell them what to do no more, so.
I tell mine what to do. Shit. If he can't do it, his ass is out of there.
That's the thing about it. He ain't with me. He don't live with me.
Well, then, I don't even know where he
lives.
He's still your son, ain't
he? Yeah, he's still my son. I'm
always
going to call him
for
son.
Tell him what to do. By the way, Pro Side Joe was his ace. Pro Side Joe ass in that car, and I know him. How about that? Pro Side come in, he drove a slow mower, put his ass in there, and I do him.
Tell him to bring it.
Bobby ain't getting that whole ass shit Tracy got.
I'm sick of that goddamn bottle wild tie. I don't know what's wild about him. Goddamn, seems like he's tamed down, motherfucker.
And he's going to take your ass up. And
you
know he ain't up.
But Joe, once you drive it for him, Joe, and me and you go through that. I got that. Once you drive it, since you come last minute, you going to be here. You drive it, and me and you do it, Joe.
If I'm driving, who's going to do the recording so I can see, so you can see you get your ass whipped open up again?
No, Tony Bond's using on, and I tried to get him, but I couldn't reach him.
I'm just trying to see, is Tony Bond still on the phone, or did he drop off?
No, he dropped off.
Okay, because I'm really trying to see if he minds driving that car. Because if he don't mind driving it, then y'all ain't got no more motherfucking excuses. We can stop talking about it. Y'all just get the regular GTO down.
Yeah.
Is that doable, Joe?
Y'all got a crutch on that old motherfucking GTO. That motherfucker got a Kickstarter to get it here, huh?
Yeah. That motherfucker got, they handcuffed it down over there. They won't let nobody play with it. Ain't nobody going to take it. Y'all have it back. We don't want that regular motherfucker. We just want to whoop it there and send it right back up the road.
We gonna do some unspeakable shit to young boys.
You what?
Bobby gonna get the car there. You what?
I have faith in you, young man. You know this shit about Pinup? Them motherfuckers trying to play a game with Flip. They trying to play a game to make sure Flip ain't on his A game, so that they just up and say, we had a locked in race. Look, are y'all gonna bring that bullshit down here or not?
That show now, well, so separation, we gonna knock the ass off y'all damn chest.
You talk a good game. I told you, you don't fuck with got agents. You know, you the only agent I know that don't never bring the players.
Hey. You know what they need to do? Hey, Peanut, you know what they need to do with that GTO or else? Since they don't want to race nobody, go buy another one. Just like it and crash them bitches into each other. Just crash them head on into one another.
I wasn't saying
like it, man. We've been talking shit all week. That's what I was telling you.
Y'all let us know when y'all
want to
race, man.
Oh, no, trying to get you back. I got back out the queue. I wasn't going to say nothing else.
Clark, you got miles on the phone. Ask him, do he mind running, driving that GTO or Pro Stock? Bobby Wise.
They put me in 3,000 by the split, so we can win. We can win that. They ain't got a back.
Who the hell are you talking to, Chris?
Who are you talking to, son?
Hey, you talking to your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm a coach.
We got a 1-7.
$3,000,
you know that.
Good grief. Is Mo's going out there? He better not bring his ass out here. He should have it locked up. We don't have no
problem. Well, you know, y'all should have a lot of things locked up in life, but this ain't one of them.
Oh, okay.
Hey, mute Big Clark, because he's talking to somebody else.
He said Big Clark.
What's his name?
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
All right, just let me hit me up. I have my phone on tomorrow. Okay.
Hey, mute him.
He
over there begging and thinking he gonna get somebody to go
Damn.
On his side. He trying to convince himself.
Hey, man. Shannon, can you mute Clark?
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said he'd bring it back to him.
Hey, Chris, Mississippi Nightmare, you might want to mute your mic because we can hear
you. Mute him on out of there.
We hear all your little conversation.
I just thought of bringing it in for Trace,
you don't want to tell him his neighbor.
told it.
Well, you talking shit to him too, girl.
No, he started it.
Yeah, I am. Well, it ought to be a good one. They coming down here, you know, hey, hoping everything go well. You know, whatever don't happen that day, if for some reason something don't happen that day, the world will change somewhere. We're going to do it that Sunday. The makeup day going to be that Sunday. So they get down here and say, go Shane, we're going to do it that Sunday. I already got a commitment to educate. We'll do it that Sunday. But something happened and we can't get it on. So.
Hey, Tracy, how's the weather looking?
Right now, it's called for 30%, but that's just a shower. They tend to come and go. We'd have them all the time. But if anything was raining, it would be that Sunday. So
that shower supposed to come in the middle of the night Friday and be gone on Saturday morning, though. Hey, Tracy, I had something to say about the topic you had mentioned earlier about the locking in and all that. The thing is like this. If you lock in a race with somebody and y'all have an agreed-upon lock-in or whatever, and the other man conk out or whatever, or he can't meet the lock-in, you know, there ain't no reason really to get too upset. You just know not to do business with that man on that level no more, or until he paid. You see what I'm saying? It really ain't worth getting out. All been out of shape, but it's just, I mean, if y'all race and he don't pay you, then that's a different story. But if you don't race, or y'all have a lock-in and something happened and one man don't want to race you that day or whatever, then you just go on about your business and you know not to deal with that person no more. Ain't no use in getting all upset about it.
Well, you know, I had something like that happen around here, and I got some calls for some things that happened up that way. About, you know, lockheads, man, you know, people trying to get a word, sometimes the word ain't good enough. Sometimes people try to get an understanding. All in all, man, I mean, these people want to race, but, you know, I wouldn't try to just win the punk out money for sake of getting the punk out money. If I lock in, I'm going to want to race, win, lose, or draw. Once I put that lock up, I got to win that money back, and for some reason it don't happen. You know, your word is all you got. So if you make an agreement, somebody needs to use their money. They got a lot of noise. Somebody got a lot of noise. They can use their money. But you know, we got a lot of noise. Somebody got a lot of background noise. Don't get it.
I'm looking for it. Okay, I found it. It was coming on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, what I'm saying, man, is, you know, all you got is your word, and you're trying to be close to your word as you can. The best thing to do is try to get a clear understanding of what you're doing when you're locking in. If you got a milk purse, you're going to give the money to, man, somebody you trust in. All in all, man, people just want to race. We don't want to have it turn into a big old problem, man. We just want to race and try to have fun. I win, lose, go home. People go home, say, have enough fun, talk to you, little bullshit. But, you know, find somebody, you know, you stand behind it. It's not a perfect world. Sometimes when you do these races, you don't know people. Sometimes the understanding don't be clear. So, you know, it's just trying to get a clear understanding. Like these two races, they got a lot. I'm going to say this because the condition of these lock-ins tonight that I got written down and people that was on the show that's listening right now, I'm just going to bring to know these lock-ins. I'm going to read them again. So people that will be in the track, they would hear these lock-ins tonight, the condition that these guys got, the moneymaker call against the cornbread commander was 3-on-15. 3-on-15, those two calls, all right? Cornbread, Al Willie Ball, Tony Al, no Willie Ball. Nowhere in that stipulation they say the time. I asked both of them, do y'all want a time? Neither guy said nothing about a time. So if one guy want to race at 10 o'clock and other don't want to race at 1:30, there's no time.
So I don't want to run in that again, you know, because people play taxes. They'll come up and try to play the taxes and wait until after the last minute. The deal is, as long as the track is open, they got to rain before the track closed. Now, if it's pulling out of raining, that ball is the punk out. Nobody owes. If the track closed due to track conditions, nobody owes, because we have no control over Mother Nature. We have no control over if somebody ordered the track down. So I thought those guys might come up with a time. For some reason, they didn't want to come up with a time. Neither guy negotiated a time on neither race. Even on the small block, bam, bam, car against the 6-day Camaro with drag radios, one kick. Neither one of those guys negotiated at a time on neither one of those races. So all in all, we know who we're dealing with. We know these people coming from the East Coast. We had the experience. We don't want to have that experience again. I'm putting it out here on the air so everybody understands those guys both. I asked them, do you want a time? Neither one of those guys had a time. So if the track closed due to Mother Nature or the track condition, somebody all down a wreck and you can't get it off, nobody owes nobody. Now, who's going to say when they do it? The agreement's going to come between them two people. The DP, the person with the negotiation, I just got what they said. So I'm just putting it out there because I don't want to go into what we had before because I thought they put a black eye on it and it comes with understanding. Man, all I'm doing is trying to make some sense out of the nonsense as Pro Stock Joe say and come with an understanding what we all understand. We got to find some kind of way to where we understand each other. I was hoping that they put a time, but I have no control over negotiation. So anybody want to shed any light on that, help me out on it, man. Give me some input. Give me your opinion. Someone push the one button and tell me what they think. I'd like to hear this line. It's for everybody. This show is for every grudge race out there. It is not my show. I'm just the host. Can y'all talk to me? Hey, I'm open for suggestions, opinions, man. This is what we need is communication. Push the one button and somebody give me their opinion on it. Anybody out there? Anybody on push the one button? Let me see what we got here. Anybody hear me? I don't know if I got anybody. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me out there?
I can hear you.
Okay, who is this? Who is this?
This is Hillbilly.
Hillbilly, what's going on? Talk to me, Hillbilly. Shit, help make some sense out of the nonsense. Understand it, man. You know, I just want to try to work things out, man. Come share your opinion on it, man, so people know ain't no right or wrong. It's just what people think about the agreement, because sometimes it's just three people and a person that's in the middle, he's trying to honor what was said. Share your light on some of what do you think about it, man, and how you think it should be. It's not a right or wrong answer. People have different opinions. But when you're doing negotiations and you being the middle person with somebody, you're going to try to do it the best you can according to what both guys say. Share your light on it here, but I'd like to hear from you.
Well, my only interpretation of that is the man put his car in the lanes hours and hours ahead of time, and he just left it there and walked away. So evidently, he didn't want to race the man. So he just waited.
Okay.
The clock ran out. So it's almost like,
okay,
why would you lock in a race? You just, you know.
Yeah.
If you there, race, then okay, y'all race. Don't worry about locking in.
Okay, yeah, I hear that. I'm going to ask you a question. Since you're Houston guy, I'm glad to have you on the phone. Let me ask you a question about somebody that was notorious and you're here for doing that every single time he came to the race. Let's go to a race that hadn't been out in a while, Phillips did it every time he came to the track. When I was up there, I seen Venom and Black Bass stepped over by the fence. What do you think about that? Did that mean he won a race or what? Didn't want a race. Sometimes he raced, sometimes he didn't. What do you think about that? I'm just asking your opinion. There ain't no right or wrong. We just talking. We just trying to make some sense out of some things people do.
Well, I don't even pay attention to them guys. Cause I know I can't. I'm not the class I just watch the face, and I usually stay out of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, so your opinion, so are you saying, if a guy, I'm just asking your opinion, and we're just talking, trying to make some sense, man, trying to put some things out there to where we can get past some of this negative stuff that come out and try to come to understanding, because all in all, man, we just trying to raise, trying to get people to raise, trying to, you know, go places, get people to come here, just trying to get understanding. I respect everybody's opinion. This show is for everybody, and I like to hear other people talk and hear their opinion. So in your opinion, sound like to me, if a guy brings his car to the staging lane, he, or your opinion, are you saying that set of people he ready to race then, or what? I mean, just saying, I'm just asking.
Yeah, if that man brings his car to the staging lanes, he's ready to race. If not, he need to let you know that I'm just making a test pass. You don't need to just say, okay, yeah, I'm doing it, and walk off and not come back for 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So that which is a good point, because like you say, see, from your area, when you brought it to the staging lane, in your area, it told people, hey, he up here, he ready. And Tony's mind, he might have had a different idea, and nobody, it was confusion. So is that something in the, you know, we've taken that experience, I am personally taking that experience as what Pro Star call a teachable moment. So do you think it's better not to lock in a race and just try to do it the day of the track, or if you lock in a race ahead of time, then put some kind of time on it so you don't have to worry about that? I'm just asking you for you.
Yeah, I mean, evidently there should have been a time put on it, but it was supposed to be for that day, and, it, you know, okay, so if you feel like you can't win, then it's easy just to let the clock run out and say, well, it's a new day. They closed it, you know.
Yeah. Well, we all, go ahead.
I like a locked-in race, you know. That way you know the race is going to happen or whatever, you know, especially if somebody coming from way out of town like that. They want to make sure they got action when they get there. You know, I don't have a problem with that, but just the way he done it just looked like he didn't want to race the man, and, you know, it was real easy just to pay the man the punk out money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to chalk that one up, and we learned some things for it, different understandings. So, you know, hopefully, I'm always working to try to get past it. Ain't no perfect world. People going to make some mistakes, and we learn from it. We take it and we give. At the end of the night, nobody lost their money. They went home. Just the understanding was different. So if anybody, you know, say, for instance, in your camp, sound like you saying you rather have a time. That way you have nobody playing tactics, pushing you to the clock run out. Sound like that's what I'm hearing from him, is it correct?
Right. Well, see, we've never had an issue like this come up, evidently, you know. Usually it's two cars that's already out there, and they're either going to race or they ain't going to race. One might bullshit and act like he going to race and then change his mind, you know, and not race. You know, that happens all the time or whatever. But whenever you're locked in a race for that day or whatever, and it don't go down, and there's punk out money involved or whatever, then somebody expects to get paid or whatever. But, you know, we're not very fond of all this stipulation stuff. We've never had to do that because I guess we've not really been out of town trying to lock in races like that. Usually we just go and, okay, whatever we match up with, we do it. You know, we've not got into this situations before.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Like I say, man, it's something new. We're trying to bring it, Jeff, trying to bring people from other places and trying to make and learn what's easy, because sometimes some of these guys we don't know them, and we might feel safe because, say, for instance, we go to Mississippi. Well, a lot of times people just go on their own, but if you're going to race somebody ahead of time, you, hey, man, I'm coming, we're going to race. You want to try to guarantee yourself, if I don't run, he don't run at least a little something. But in the time, in doing so, somebody got to be play the middleman to try to bring some understanding of how we can say, hey, look, somebody got to try to honor this. We take it, I experience it, and hopefully we learn from, and all in all, man, you know, it's grudge racing. We need to try to continue to work on working together, try to make racing better. You know, I'm not going to let that little hickey
stop me from doing business with people in the Houston area. I hope the people in the Houston area understand it's not a perfect world. We all trying to learn something. We take it as a moment with people from different areas. You know, some knowing the game very well, some not quite sure. They have an understanding it might be different ways. We all can agree to differ, to disagree, but in the end, you know, wherever we make a mistake from, we try to learn from it and try to move forward and say, hey, we do it again another day. Let's just try to do it like this and make sure the understanding is clear. That's why I brought this topic up, because, man, them guys are coming back. Them guys race. Tony's race is a lot. Tony probably, you know, got different tactics. And that's why if you heard me tonight, I asked guys, man, are y'all agreeing on the time? Hear me, you heard them. No one agreed on the time. So for the sake of the possibility of that existing again, still exists. But everybody that's on this phone tonight up under my voice, they hear any one of them guys got action right now to push the clock to the limit. And y'all heard none of them say nothing about the time. You agree, hear me?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, but that's what I say. So all either one of them's got to do, though, at this point, is just run the clock out and say, okay, well, they closed the track. Well, the locks was useless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I was hoping that they would come to some kind of time agreement, but, you know, I don't have no control over that between the two people. And, you know, people, I mean, they both might have their own tactics at the end of the night. I don't know, but I just want to make sure that I put it out there in the grudge. World for everybody, you know, hey, me, I will lock a race in. If I'm going to try to race somebody, me personally, I'm always trying to get me a time so I don't have to worry about that. If it costs me punk out money, if I can't make it, it costs me punk out money one way or other. I'm going to try to get me a time. If Mother Nature stops it, so be it. But I wouldn't want nobody to push the clock on me. So as part of grudge racing and hopefully we learn, we can move forward, but it's going to take each and every one to do our part, trying to make stipulations the best we can, or not stipulate nobody, just go pick a man and say, you want to race that, can we go to the lanes, man, if you're ready, if you're not ready, say, how long it take you, 30 minutes, look at the clock, say, okay, man, this is the time, 30 minutes from now, you agree, I mean, you got to do something, so we cannot have this again, you know, and I'm just going to aim personally for myself to always try to give me a time, and everybody don't negotiate the race you want to. Anybody else got something they want to share on that? Hillbilly, I appreciate it, man. Hey, man, glad to see you on, man. Hope we can get past this. And
man, he's back here. See, I'm saying more than
Who is that? Is that you? Are we
scared, Tom?
Yeah, Mississippi Nightmare. I think it was Mississippi Nightmare. He was trying to say something. Go ahead, Mississippi Nightmare. I hear you.
I think he was talking to somebody else, Tracy.
Whatever we decide upon.
Mississippi Nightmare, your mic is open. Chris, your mic is open.
Whatever we decide upon.
Tracy, I think this conversation is with somebody else.
Oh, he's talking about the backhand race. Anybody else out there got any kind of anything you want to share on this topic about the lock-in, the DP man? Hey, somebody, hey, man, don't be shy. Man, this is for everybody. We need to speak up so people learn, people understand. This is a teachable moment for us. Like Hillbilly said, a lot of guys here not used to dealing with guys come from afar. So we got to learn. Guys are trying different stuff. We got to have understanding. We got to find the best way for us that we like to race and try to take some of this trickery stuff out. Take some of this stuff. Somebody got to know it. Somebody got to know it. To take some of this trickery stuff out. Somebody else.
832-1046. Your mic is open.
Hello? 832-1046.
Your mic is open. Tracy. Hey, what's going on? What's happening? This Nikki. Who? Nikki. What? Nikki. What's up, man? What's up, man? What's going on? Tell them to bring that back ass car down here. You asking about it. They bringing it down here.
Well, you know, all day we're going to come down there and bring the black car.
We're just going to bring a grenade with us. That's all. We ain't finna lock in nothing right now.
Y'all gonna bring the name down now?
Yeah, we're gonna bring the black car.
Okay, well, we hope to see it down now. You know.
You want to share something on the topic about the lock-in? You know, anybody else out there want to share them about the lock-in, what they think? Man, remember, this is for everybody. We all need to, hey, kind of put it out there. Somebody else help me out. Tell me what they think about the lock-in, whether it's good, bad, or you think you need a time, or when you're dealing with people that come from out of town, out of state, what do you think the best way to do it? Man, I'm looking for suggestions. This is our show. And it's everybody to talk and bring things to the table so we can learn, so we can have a better understanding.
281-2604, your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Tracy? Hey, this is Horace. Hey, my opinion, man, I think, hey, this is Dill. Hey, my opinion, man, you doing the hosting of the race, you need to put a time on the guys, man. You know the track going to close about 2 o'clock. You need to see all grudge racing need to be in the lane by 12 o'clock, you know. If not, you need to pay your punk time.
That sound good. I understand that, but you got guys like they call my break. They might not get it ready, you know. So if you do it,
you got that all night. If you ain't got it fixed by 12 o'clock, man, the track closed at 2. I mean, you need to get it to the lane. You know what I mean? I mean,
okay. So
you know the track gonna close at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Track closed at 2. You trying to wait till something happens.
Okay, well,
you test your car all day. If you ain't test your car all day, something wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that. So you saying the person that's hosting the show should say all the grudge races should be done by 12?
Not done, but you got to be in the lane by 12 o'clock. You know, you might have enough, you know, you might have a back half race still going on. You know, whatever it is, you need to get your car to the lane by 12 o'clock.
Well, the last, hey, can you hear me still?
Yeah,
go ahead.
The last problem was he was probably in the lanes by 12, but then he turned around and walked off and left the car in the lanes for 3 hours.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, you get in the lane by 12, man, Tracy got to run them on through, all the grudge races.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Brought the car
to the
lane
races,
and ready.
Yeah, you got to be ready by 12 o'clock, man, regardless.
So,
you know, what if...
I'm asking y'all this. So, y'all, this is your opinion. Everybody's opinion, man. I want people to speak up. I don't have all the answers. I'm looking for us to come to some kind of understanding how we as a whole can try to, how can we get past this? How can we kind of take some confusion out of it? How can we make some sense out of the nonsense?
Mean,
so, you're saying you shouldn't bring your car to the lane unless you're ready to go?
Yeah, unless you're ready to race, man. If you haven't done some testing between 8 and 10 o'clock or 8 and 11 o'clock, you know, if you got a problem, you need to at least go tell a man, hey, I broke a rock on him or whatever. Hopefully I have it fixed in the next 30 minutes or hour. You know, if he decide to wait on you, fine. If not, you need to pay your punk ass.
Are you saying that if you don't have a time, how about if they got a time? How about if a guy got a time, what do you do?
I mean, if he got a time and your car break before the time up, you lose, man.
Okay, I mean, I agree with that. If you got a time and your car breaks before that time, and you don't get it fixed by that time, I agree, you lose. You know, you got to take this, you break your car at 8 o'clock, and your time ain't to 9 o'clock. You got 1 hour to fix it all after 9 o'clock. My opinion, that guy owed me. You know, so, I mean, I understand that, man. We just talking, trying to come up with something to where we all are kind of share some light and have some understanding how we can try to smooth this thing out and make things better. Man, I wish some other guys step up. Give your opinion. This is for everybody, man. Guys, push the one button. Talk about it. We all need to try to learn something from this, try to get some kind of understanding because ain't no one man right. Each person could look at it from their perspective, but when you're doing a deal, know the people you're dealing with. Right now, if I was take for instance, if I was locking a race on Hillbilly, I'm going to automatically try to get me some stipulation with a time agreement because I say, well, he's got to understand the guy pushes to the end and say no race, and he'll be with five. Well, he owed me because he pushed me to the limit with no time and expired the clock on me. Knowing that I'm dealing with a person like Hillbilly now, what I would do is say, hey, well, since we had that experience before, let me eliminate that and let me try to find me a time and ask Hillbilly what time you want to where we can agree on a time to where we won't let nobody run the clock out on us. Remember, we deal with people from way out of state. They got all kinds of tactics. I'm saying for us Texas people, we need to try to find out some kind of system to where we all understand and don't leave it so open-ended because good lawyers, we'll find loopholes and if you got a person in the middle, yeah, you be
sitting there hunting your shoulder saying, well, was he inside the rule? And then some people might say yes, some people might say no. It didn't look like that person in the middle didn't do the right thing. His integrity is in question. But the reality was, when you don't have the time, it confused things. So we learned, we take that, I took it as a teachable moment, as a learning experience, and say, hey, I'm going to get people to come to a time. If I can't get them to come to a time, I'm going to put that in there like I did tonight and y'all heard it. Tony Fines on our two calls in with Tony Stone, y'all heard the specifically say that y'all haven't time. Neither one of them guys did anything but time. So I know this. I got everybody on the phone. I got Hardy on the phone. Y'all guys, y'all heard them say no time. We know what we're doing before. So it won't just be me with the understanding that everybody heard that them guys did not say no time. So, you know.
Tracy, you need to call them guys. You need to call both guys, Tony Thorne and other cars. Hey, man, y'all need to at least be in the lane by 12 o'clock, man. You know,
you know.
Got a back end race and you got a couple more races going on. So, I mean, you got to get that on out
well,
the way.
Well, I tell you what, you know, man, I want you to see you get them on the call right quick and let's see. You know, people are going to, well, that's your seat. All I can do is ask. I can't make nobody do nothing, but, you know, good question.
Yeah.
Hey, so we get Tony Thorne on the phone and get him on the phone and just ask him, man, can y'all come up with time because of the situation we're doing with the back end race? It's just like, hey, think you get them on the phone. One thing, all you can do is make a tip. That's the best you can do. You can't force them, but I will go out there because listeners say, trying to get them back on. So, doing the right things, I'm going to try to get them back on. Can we try to get them on and see if they come to agreement on something out of time?
Yeah.
I'll try to get them back on. In the meantime. Alley Cat, your mic's open.
Yo, what the hell is going on?
What's up, Cat? What's up?
I ain't too much, man. Horace had a very good point, but everybody failed to realize and see what he's really trying to say. You with your fat ass, Tracy, you have got to step up and put a time on these guys. Like you say, we got people here in Houston, we got people on the East Coast that they race different. So sooner or later, you got to step in and kind of help gradually get everybody to the same level. It's going to be a problem Saturday. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You already know that. And Tony threw that shit intentionally. That's called sniffing on the coup. He know what he's doing, but Tony Thorne don't know what he's doing. Yeah. It's called sniffing.
What? Okay, I'm asking this, Ken.
Hey, Tracy, this is what Tony doing. He might have a race with two cars. If that car win that first race or lose win that first race, he might go ahead and go and do the next race. But if this car breaks, he going to hold off, man, all night to save that money.
Okay, well, we're trying to get back on the phone and try to help make some sense. But I'm going to ask you this. I got two guys that's at the track right now that we don't know. There's some guys right now on the board that's saying that they're going to raise the lock in that we don't have nothing about. What do we do about a case like that? Them guys, I'm like, hey, I'm going to front me. Y'all not letting us break. And then they're going to make their time. What do we, in a case like that, what do you do? You have nothing to do. I have nothing to do with it, right? So
you have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 9728.
You know, and I can't tell you what you do.
All that's fine, but the problem here, Tracy, you're trying to stay neutral. You're trying to stay
neutral.
You can't stay neutral.
I'm going to ask you this.
You got to be the judge. You got to be the judge. Sooner or later, you got to step up.
I'm going to ask you this. I'm asking. It's quiet. We on here. We on here trying to make some sense out of nonsense and try to find some way to do where we can have a better understanding.
It's already nonsense. We can't make any sense of the shit. It's already a done deal. It's a locked
down. It's a lot. I don't know if you was on the phone, Addy Cat. I asked him two or three times. Do y'all want a time?
You know how Tony raced. You know Tony up and down. You don't know how Tony Thorne race. We race different over here. When we say we going to do it, it may take us an hour or two to do it, but we going to usually do it. But over on these shows, they go by time.
Yeah.
Everything is done by lane charts, slipping by the lane. Everything is organized a little bit lot better than over here. We just kind of laid back over here.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get them back online and see if we can get them to commit to a time. You got to remember this. I tried to ask him, do y'all want a time? I know what you're saying, Addy Cat. Tony didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing.
I asked Tony Stone, did he want to talk? He didn't say nothing. Now, in a case like this, can I say that y'all got to do it by 12 o'clock?
Yeah, that's what you need to do, Tracy. Hey, y'all need to be in the lane by 12, man. You know, got to be in the lane by 12 o'clock.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
In the meantime, hold on just a second, guys. Speakman, your mic is open. So while y'all are doing that, I'm going to see if I can get a little flip back on the line. If you want to talk to Speakman, I got to
Tracy, you know, anytime you go to a race after 12 o'clock, that's when all the wrecks start happening. You know, I mean, a man should want to run at 2 or 3 in the morning, man. You know, if it's a good race.
I agree.
Like the last race. After 12 o'clock, man, we had, what, 4 or 5 wrecks in a row? Oh, man, that don't make sense. I ain't going to turn my shit up for no $500.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the time. You just heard me say any race I sit for myself, I'm going to try to find me a time because I don't want to be put in that position. You know, I'm personally going to try to find me a time. But when two people bet their money, man, you know, I can just give my opinion, and I only give them about a time. At the end of the night, man, you know, I'm having my say, y'all got to run by 12 o'clock. Now, watch this. I'm just going to ask y'all opinion. We just talking. If I say, man, y'all got to run by 12 o'clock, the moment them tell me don't come to the lane by 12 o'clock,
it shouldn't be no race. If they can't make it to about 12 o'clock, man, shit. Yeah, just like just a forfeit the race, man. It ain't no race. But if one car comes to the lane, then the guy need to pay.
Trace.
I'm asking, go ahead.
I don't mean to cut in on y'all conversation or nothing, but this feet, man, I'm calling in. Somebody told me Lil Flip wants to run me.
He said I don't know if he's on the line.
I won't be ready before your race, but it's going to get ready just for him.
Okay, well, see, let me see if we can get him on the line. That way he can say he's rough out. He talk to you. Oh, see if you get him on the line. You can call him if you get on the line. So, we'll
talk.
What's up,
Cat?
Hello?
Yeah, I got Flip on the line.
Hey, Speakman, what it do, bro? Yeah, what's up? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? You remember me, Flip, with that 66,
67, 72? I know who you are.
What's up?
Hey, well, you were trying to get at me when I was having them problems with that blowing motor.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something right now. For one thing, the last time I was in Dallas, you called me out. I didn't call you out. You called me out, and you backed down. Okay?
Whoa.
But let me tell you this right now. My car is not running, but I will get it running for your ass.
Hey, well, you must have got your facts wrong, bro, because I don't call nobody out. I remember you came down to my trailer, and you were like, hey, you want to do something? I said, let him make a test.
We ain't got to go through all that, no way. We ain't got to. When I fire up, you got to race.
Hey, so just let me know. Do we got some on the 18th, or? Oh, what? You just tell me that.
I won't be ready on the 18th. I wasn't planning on being ready at all, but I will be ready after that, but I ain't ready on the 18th.
Is this the same guy with, like, the 80 miles per hour?
Hurricane
you,
coming up.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
Damn, you don't even sound like the same cat I talked to, but that's cool. So you just let me know when and where we can get down, you know what I'm saying? Because I'd really like to do something on the 18th.
What am I supposed to sound like?
You don't even sound, because that guy I talked to was very humble, and he was very, you know, just cool. You kind of sound like you're a little aggravated, you know what I mean?
No, what I'm trying to tell you is I heard you call me out, okay? So I'm just returning the call and letting you know that when it comes to racing, I ain't going to back down. So whatever.
Hey, well, I tell you what, you know what happens when you have two pit bulls walking the cage, only one walks out. So if I'm talking to a pit bull, then only one of us gonna walk out. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't no pit bull. I'm what you call a freight train.
ain't no pit bull, though. You put that up. I'm a freight train. I ain't no pit bull.
Well, I tell you what, man, you need to get your car together, brother, because me and you definitely need to lock horns.
It ain't gonna be no problem. It won't be no problem. That's one race you ain't got to never worry about. You got this.
So when we gonna be able to do something? Then you need to kind of give me a stipulation.
Look here, I ain't gonna give you no stipulation because it took you damn near 45 years to get your shit running. So don't tell me nothing with no stipulation.
Hey, hold up, buddy. I'm gonna tell you something. I done had more motors than you done had wives. So you need to slow down with that bullshit.
You had a motor. That's all you did was had motors. You were not running no damn body, so you just had motors.
If you don't come up with a time, at least have a standard time, not past a certain time so it makes sure it get off. So, you know, it's just something we're learning from. We're trying to find ways to try to keep this confusion down because we got people coming from different places, and not a bad idea to put some kind of midnight, at least a midnight limit on it. Man ain't ready by midnight. I don't think he's too much trying to race. So, yeah, that's just my opinion. You know, my opinion is my opinion. So, it ain't a bad idea to at least that. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea. So, we'll try to get him. Anybody else got something they want to share on that? Anybody else want to shed some light on that? Some understanding. We all can learn. We always try to move forward. We always try to get an understanding. Anybody else want to talk about it?
Ricky, you're
Hey, Tracy. Hey, Tracy, it's Ricky again. Hey, I mean, I kind of agree with what Alicat's saying, but the only thing is, like, you as a mediator, it's going to be hard for you to tell two other racers when they got a race by. You know, because I see what Alicat's saying, that it's best to try to give them some type of deadline, but at the same time, I foresee that being an issue. When you got two guys putting up their money, they're going to be like, man, you can't tell me when to race. You know what I mean? That's why it's coming between them two.
Hey, I understand that, Ricky, and that's what I said. I did ask them guys two or three times about a time, you know, like you say, I can't even force them to race. Even if they lock up, I can't force them to race. I don't own them cars, and I don't got a dog in that fight. I'm just, like you say, if I'm being in the middle, I just, you know, all I can do is try to ask them ahead of time. I can't make them. But on another set, if I can say, hey, well, can y'all agree, at least to this, and they all agree at least to run by midnight. If they both can say, yeah, at least everybody knows that race will take place by midnight. Will it take place? We don't know. But at least everybody know that it should take place by midnight. If it don't, if something happens, the lane gets backed up or all down, but both are still in the lane and go race, then that's a different story. But if it's past midnight, in that case, they know it ain't no control individuals to track a mother nature, so I don't have a problem trying to ask them guys, making y'all at least do it by midnight. So both of them, I repeatedly asked them, they repeatedly, and Tony Thorn ain't no slouch. Now, he was in Houston, he understood what went on, and Tony Thorn didn't. I mean, I don't know, maybe both of them got their reasons for doing what they're doing. I don't know.
I think Alec hit it on the head, though. He said, down this way, is if you want to race somebody, that's what you're going to do. So, you know, it's going to be about an hour or so, and the race going to happen. On the East Coast, it's just a little bit different. You know, a man going to do what he can do to try to, you know, poke you a little bit and jug at you a little bit. So,
yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, that's going to come down to us down here as being smarter racers and saying, hey, I need it to happen by this time, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you did put it out there like three or four times. But.
And, you know. I don't have a problem trying to get them to see if they can come to do it by midnight. That's why I want to try to get in touch with them. And I keep trying to get in touch with them for the weekend and get them on the phone to see if at least they can say, we're going to do it before midnight. There ain't no certain time, but it's before midnight. I don't have no problem with that. Sometimes they run late, and we told them guys,
12 o'clock, we might have to try to squeeze them guys up there, you know, after they want to get it on. But it ain't a matter. All you can do is put it out there, try to enforce it. I'm for anything to try to help this thing keep on moving in the right direction and going places, and we got to have some kind of status, and I kind of agree with that 12 o'clock thing. It ain't a bad deal. So anybody else want to speak on the way to think? This is our show. It's not a my show. This is our show. So
we got to make your mic is open. What we do. Nikki, your mic is open.
Well, Tracy, hey, you know, all I'm going to say, you know, LA can't have the right too about a lot of that stuff, but we just can't let the East Coast come down here have any kind of race. This is your race. They got to abide by your rules, and, you know, and they got to go with that. I mean, y'all go with them, they got to abide by their rules. But, you know, it comes down here, they got to abide by your rules. That is simple as that.
I like the idea about at least by 12 o'clock. I do like that idea. And it's something, like I said, we all try to, you know, let that be, and we're going to grudge rate. And some grudge rates going to go out to 12. We know that. But at least try to make sure they get done by 12. Because all you can do, man, is try and put it in the hands of where people where they know. So, man, I'm for that. I have no problem with that. So, you know, we're going to see if we can get. I was real surprised when Tony Thorne didn't call no time. It kind of shocked me, but. In a case like that, man, some of that, you know, they negotiation, and, you know, you're sitting there listening and trying. It's hard to tell a man what to do with his money, but it don't help to try to encourage them. And if we do stand at a 12 o'clock, I don't seem like
that'll work.
You're following with that. I kind of like that. I kind of like that, though. You know, if you go out to 12, it don't mean, hey, either man lose, go. You know, sometimes the situation might make it go there, but.
That'll work.
talk about your race. We got people out here listening. Talk about your race. First you have a race coming up, Alley
Cat. Hold up, Tracy, just a second. Alley Cat, first of all, you were supposed to provide us with the race report for Evadel this past weekend.
I don't have my notes in front of me. I just cut off work.
Horace didn't do it. Horace didn't do it. You were supposed to be prepared.
Okay,
hold on. What you need to know, Sam?
Hold on. At the back half, one of the X275 won them, and the 7 on the 580.
Fuck, I ain't got my paper in front of me neither.
Bob Bales won the X275.
Yeah.
Barnett?
Who won?
Barnett and Bob Bales. It was a split between them because the tree wasn't set for deep stage red light. And he deep staged and it automatically red lit him. So it was a toss because Barnett thought he had already won because his wind light come on. So it was a split, you know. So it was really a split between Barnett and Bob Bales in the 275.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
The back half was Motion and
Chris Woodford or something like that.
Yeah, Chris Woodford.
Back half.
Yeah,
in the winter back half.
Yeah, I think Woodford.
Chris Woodford.
Where is he from?
I don't.
I know you got Stan Allen's old car. Stan Williams' old car. I don't know where the hell he's from, though.
He's from Texas or outside of Texas?
He out of Texas, but I don't know what city out of. Yeah.
It was seven cars in back half, and it was 11 in X275, and it was 17 in 580.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and it was 7-7-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a good time.
Texas tuning car.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Bob Bales had a screw. Everybody's 275 world up with his 487 pass. God dang it.
That's
going to
be hard to contend with, ain't it?
Is that a legal car?
Legal car.
He was at 3,300 pounds, man.
3,300. One car.
480 is at 33. One car race. One kid.
Where are he from?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
over there
flying, that boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
over
there flying.
Yeah. Bam.
Well.
What about your race, not this weekend, but your Labor Day race, Alley Cat?
Well, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing about it. You know, we on every Tuesday, man. This is not my show. This is a hot show. I'm just the host. You know what's my everybody. I keep on saying it. Come on. I announced the show last week. I announced every show that I knew about. And I'm going to continue to do that. This is for every... Just to let people know, this show is to try to put Texas Grudge Racing more and more on the map. I got a call last week from Jerry. This show was rated out of all the blog talk shows last week. Mario out of the East Coast was rated number one, and this show here with came in rated number 10 out of all the blog talk, automotive talk show last week. So we can bring ourselves up on the blog talk show. If we come on and take advantage of it, man, try to help each other and talk about each other's races, try to get ready to go out there for each other's event, we got to keep trying to put Texas up. So when we get together and say we're going to go somewhere, we're going for Texas, not as an I or me or we, but as a unit. So, and that's what I'm aiming at, and Alley Cat, you big head rascal, I'm going to stay on your ass, and you stay on my ass, and what's the other little problem we got? We're going to get past them. I want to get past them, because we Texas. I don't care how you look at it. We Texas, and them guys coming again, you know we got to go east. They done came twice this year. So hopefully we can get together with 4 or 5 cars. I'm going to take my slow ass out there and find another slow motherfucker out there and try to get on his ass. So,
what
I'm looking to do.
What number was
we rated at? We was rated at?
Molyneux on the East Coast on Grogan Show, he was rated number one. We was rated number 10, and this is nationally. This was a national blog talk automotive radio show. Texas, this show was rated number 10. We beat out Pro Stock Joe and Winnow.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good thing.
You know, that's a good thing. So we got to keep coming on, man, and talking about the races and trying to get people to each other race and trying to make some, trying to get things in a positive way. We going to bump into this talk smack. That's a part of it. But all in all, man, we all grudge race. Ain't nobody always right, not even me, Alley Cat. I know that. But we got to still find a way to work together, man, to try to help each other out and put Texas up. Like the East Coast, like the granddaddy of it all, we can be just as big. We just got to pull together and keep working each other and pump up. Hey, I was surprised when the man called me and said, go look, your show in Texas is number 10 on the National Automotive Talk Show, Blog Talk. And I was like, damn, really? So, hey, come on, take advantage, man. Come on and talk about the show. If a person want to come on and say, hey, Tracy, look here, I got a good comic. Tell me, call me. I put it out there. We share it. We'll put it all over the internet so people know what the topic is. That's how I come up with some of these topics. People call me. Say, man, I had this problem. I say, what happened? They call me. Anybody can call me. Basically, I think this is a good topic. Okay, really? Tell me. Explain it to me. Come on here. Come on and talk about it. This is how we help each other in the grudge world around here in Texas. So we can educate ourselves and get a better understanding how when we come together, we all know and we travel somewhere, we all kind of understand it. They're not ahead of us. They just think they're ahead of us. So, you know, all in all, man, I encourage y'all to come on here. Help me make this show a Texas deal and put us out there in Alaska where people say, hey, them guys kind of show they chime in over there. So I know some of the guys don't like when they looked on there and think this show beat their ass out on a national thing. So, hey, but it is what it is. We're going to keep on doing it. Attica, come on. Promote your show, man. You got the next show after this weekend. Take advantage of it. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to get you out the way, Tracy, this week, and we're going to start promoting next week.
Yeah, okay. I ain't got no problem in it. I'm for it, man. We got to work together. We have some problems. Let's talk about it. At the end of the night, once we talk about it, man, we can agree to disagree. That don't mean we can't work together. You don't come here. You have brothers and sisters at home. Y'all squabble all the time. Y'all still love each other. Y'all still got brothers. So that's all I'm trying to say, man. Is we need to come together and try to work to make Texas a big old thing in the grudge game. So if anybody else got anything to say, they can. If not, man, we gonna get out of here. And I see the ones who come and hope everybody comes this weekend. If somehow it rains Saturday, the show will go on that Sunday. So that will be the rain date. Just in case it rained out. So other than that, man, anybody got anything to say? Zach Ward, Alicat, Horace, Hill Billy, whoever's out there, Ricky, Tinker, whoever's out there, anybody got something?
No, I'm done.
Cat, you done? Hill Billy, you done?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. Hey, good luck to everybody, man. We gonna get out of here, man. This has been another grudge. Tommy Dow Grudge Madness show. We're going to do it again next week, same time, 7 o'clock. Hopefully we see everybody this weekend, man. Good luck to everybody, man, and good night.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuel delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRG manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRG's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRG Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.